Welcome to Earl. In part 2, Bill shows us how to customize Earl using the favorites and settings features.
Hello, my name is Bill Spirey. Today I'm going to do part 2 of my demonstration of our new newspaper reading app, Earl. You can find out more about Earl and what our app can do for you at our website at www.earlspeech, that's earlspeech.com, www.earlspeech.com. Today I'm going to focus on specifically how to customize Earl for your own tastes, both in terms of the content and in terms of particular settings for reading. In my first introductory podcast, where I demonstrated some of the basic functions of Earl, we did some reading. We had a selection of newspapers on our opening newspapers list. We selected a newspaper, selected sections, articles, and actually read within some articles. But I didn't do any specific explanations or demonstrations of how we set up our customized newspaper lists. I also didn't spend any time talking about our settings, where we can customize both the specific voices that Earl will use to read you the newspaper and the speed at which those newspapers will be read. Today, specifically, I want to spend some time walking you through how to select newspapers and include them in your customized newspaper list using our favorites option. And then I'll spend a little bit of time with our settings option, which allows you to make choices of which voice to use with Earl. We have 5 very high-quality text-to-speech voices, and the speed at which Earl will read to you. I'll be using some of the specific voice commands and gestures that we covered during the introductory podcast, so I won't be spending much time explaining what those are. I may mention them from time to time just to help people reorient. For this demonstration, I'm using my iPhone 4S, and I'm using our latest build of Earl, which was released just recently. It's release 1.3, which actually has a couple of enhancements that we'll talk about in our demonstration of the favorites section. You can, of course, ensure that your phone has the latest version of Earl on board by going to the App Store on your mobile device, opening the Updates tab, and then looking down the list until you find Earl and asking it to install the update, or simply at the top indicating Update All, and it will update all of the apps that have updates available for you in the iStore. To get us started, I have reset the settings on my device in Earl, both my favorites and my settings, back to the default, so that I can demonstrate how to move from, you know, what will be on board for you when you first start Earl, and to add papers, and then to talk about changing the voices and speed. We'll start by talking about favorites specifically. Just to get a sense of where we're at, I'm going to go ahead and use a read again command. I already have Earl open on my device, and read again should show me the newspapers list and the papers at this time that are our default papers that are on board. Read again.
Newspapers. 1. Chicago Tribune. 2. Los Angeles Times. 3. USA Today. To make a selection, double tap the screen and wait for the tone, then speak. To hear the list of newspapers again, say read again. To add or remove newspapers from the list of favorites, say favorites. To change the voice or speed settings, say settings. To subscribe, say subscribe. To get help, say help.
Okay, you'll notice I let Earl read through the entire page, including the help tips that we put at the bottom of each one of our screens. And you will have noticed that it talked about both favorites and settings. Those are commands that you can use anywhere when you're using Earl, and it will take you directly into those customization options available. We're going to add papers. Right now we only have 3 papers available in our newspapers list, so I'm going to add some additional papers. And to get that started, I'm going to simply tap, listen for the tone, and say favorites. Favorites.
Favorites. 1. Add. 2. Remove. 3. Reset. 4. Exit. To make a selection, double tap the screen and wait for the tone, then speak. To add a newspaper to the list of favorites, say add. To remove a newspaper from the list of favorites, say remove. To reset the favorites, say reset. To to exit favorites and return to the current location, say exit. To get help, say help.
Okay, you will have noticed that when favorites opened, it gave us four options: add, remove, reset, and exit. Exit, you know, is a kind of universal command when we're in any one of these different settings options, including favorites, settings, help, etc. You can always say exit and it will take you back where you previously were before entering the option screen. Reset is what I used before we started today to essentially remove all of the newspapers that I had added to my newspaper list, so it took us back to the default. That's pretty self-evident. Add and remove, I think, are also self-explanatory. You can remove papers one by one simply by saying remove and then going through the list of papers that it reads to you from your newspapers list, and then with your spoken command selecting the paper you want to remove. We're going to focus on add because that's really where the rubber hits the road for us in this feature. To get started selecting a newspaper from my own newspapers list, I'm going to use the add command. The add command is going to take me into some options, and I'll talk about those a little as we go through. Add.
Add favorites. Select a country. 1. United States. 2. Australia. 3. Brazil. 4. Canada. 5. China. 6. Colombia. 7. Egypt. 8. England. 9. Stopped.
I use the two-finger double tap to pause it at this point, because we've got a lot of countries that we've got English language papers from right now, and we really don't need to listen to all those. But I think when you go to this, you'll find that we've got, I think, somewhere around 23, 24, maybe 25 countries with English language papers represented at this point. I'm going to select the United States for this demonstration, so I'm just going to say United States. United States.
United States. Select a newspaper type. 1. Local. 2. National. To make a selection, double tap the screen and wait for the tone, then speak. To get help, say help.
This is a new feature that you'll see in our latest build in version 1.3 of Earl. You'll notice that it gives me the option of a local or a national level paper. In the United States specifically, we've got a number of different types of papers, lots of local papers, anything that's associated with a state or a city. But we've also got a number of papers that we've been adding in periodicals that aren't specifically associated with a state, and we wanted to make it a little easier for the user to find those. I'm not going to choose a national level paper right now. I'm just going to go ahead and proceed with local. Local.
United States local newspapers. Select a state. 1. Alabama. 2. Alaska. 3. Arizona. 4. Arkansas. 5.
I'm going to go ahead and pick a state.
6.
Jumping
Colorado,
ahead, I'm going to say
7,
Minnesota.
Connecticut. 8.
Minnesota. I spent some time there. And
Minnesota local newspapers. Select a city. 1. Minneapolis. 2. St. Paul. To make a selection.
Minneapolis.
Minneapolis local newspapers. 1. Star Tribune. To make a selection, double tap the screen and wait for the tone, then stopped.
Use the double finger pause there. You will have noticed it walked me into first the state. I selected Minnesota, and then it told me the cities that we have English language papers for in Minnesota. St. Paul and Minneapolis. I chose Minneapolis. And then finally, in Minneapolis, it gave me a list of the papers that are available. Their major paper is the Star Tribune. I'm going to go ahead and select that by saying the name of the paper. Of course, as we noted in our previous podcast, any of these selections can be made simply by saying the number of the item as well. Star Tribune.
Star Tribune added to favorites. Favorites. 1. Add. 2. Remove. Stamped.
So it verified that it added the Star Tribune to my favorites list, and now I can proceed and make another selection. I'll go ahead and do another demonstration here real quick and add another paper. Add.
Add favorites. Select a country. 1. United States. 2.
I'm going to choose
Australia,
USA again.
3. Brazil.
And show you
4,
national.
Canada. 5.
United States.
United States. Select a newspaper type. 1. Local. 2. National.
I'm going to choose national. Selection.
Double tap. Green.
National. And it's going to read me the national level papers.
United States National Newspapers. 1. Cable News Network. 2. Entrepreneur Magazine. 3. ESPN Sports. 4. First Things. 5. Forbes. 6. Fox News. 7. Mother Jones. 8. Orion Magazine. 9. Rolling Stone. 10. Salon. 11. Slate. 12. The Atlantic. 13. The Huffington Post. 14. The Nation Magazine. 15. USA Today. 16. Utney Reader. To make a selection, double tap the screen and wait.
Okay.
Stopped.
So we've already got a pretty good selection of national level papers. One in there that I was very pleased to see the other day was the Rolling Stone. So I'm going to go ahead and ask for the Rolling Stone to be included in my newspapers list. Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone added to favorites. Favorites. 1. Add. 2. Remove.
I'm going to add another
3.
Paper.
Reset.
Add.
Add favorites. Select a country. 1. United States. 2. Australia. Stopped.
Use the two-finger double tap to pause it. This time I think I'm going to add an international paper, just to show how that works as well. I've got this list of national papers here, and I think I'm going to choose something from Australia. Australia.
Australian National Newspapers. 1. Brisbane Times. 2. Herald Sun. 3. Sydney Morning Herald. 4. The Australian. 5. The Sunday Times. 6. The Telegraph. To make a selection, double tap the screen at stopped.
I'm going to choose the Sydney. I can't remember if it was the Sydney Times, but I'm just going to use the word Sydney, and I think it will get that paper for me. Sydney.
Sydney Morning Herald added to favorites.
There
favorites.
Is.
1. Add. 2. Remove. 3. Stopped.
Okay, we've done a demonstration of how to add newspapers to our favorites newspapers list. This is the list of papers that will appear for you every day when you start Earl. I'd like to move now into demonstrating how to use settings to customize Earl for reading for your own tastes. To get started here, I'm going to go ahead and move back to the newspapers list from within favorites where I'm at right now. And to do that, I'm just going to say newspapers. Newspapers.
Newspapers. 1. Chicago Tribune. 2. Los Angeles Times. 3. Rolling Stone. 4. Star Tribune. 5. Sydney Morning Herald. 6. USA Today. To make a stopped.
Okay, you will notice the papers we added in favorites are all three there. The Rolling Stones, the Star Tribune, and the Sydney Herald. Now we're going to get started with settings. Settings is here to help us, either change the voice that we use to read or the speed at which we read. People have different tastes, different needs, depending on the type of reading and by their own experience. So I'm going to go ahead and get started with that simply by saying settings. Settings.
Settings. 1. Voice. 2. Speed. 3. Quick guide. 4. Reset. 5. Exit. To make a selection, double tap the screen and wait for the tone, then speak. To change the voice settings, say voice. To change the speed settings, say speed. To change the quick guide settings, say quick guide. To reset the settings, say reset. To exit settings and return to the current location, say exit. To get help, say help.
Okay, you heard our settings options. Voice, speed, quick guide, which is when you first started Earl, the guide that pops up on the screen and gives you kind of an orientation to this interface. If you've turned that off, this gives you the ability to reactivate that so it would start again when you start Earl. I'm going to go ahead and start working with voices first. So I'm just going to use the command voice. Voice.
Voice settings. Current setting is Earl. 1. Earl. 2. Arlene. 3. Derek. 4. Helen. 5. Julia. To make a selection, double tap the screen and wait for the tone. Stopped.
We've got 5 voices here. The default is Earl. Arlene is also an American English voice. Derek and Helen are UK or British English voices. And Julia is Australian. I'm going to go ahead and select Helen. She's a voice that I kind of like as an alternative reading voice to Earl. Helen.
Voice set to Helen. Settings. 1. Voice. 2. Speed. 3. Quick guide. 4. Reset. Stopped.
Use the double tap with two fingers to pause it again. As you can hear, Helen's our active voice now. It's very, very easy to go in there and change those voices back and forth, depending on your particular taste in reading. I'm going to work with speed here now. I think that's the second option on our list, but I don't have to worry about the number because I can just say speed. Speed.
Speed settings. Current setting is medium. 1. Slow. 2. Medium. 3. Fast. To make a selection, double tap the screen and wait for the tone, then speak. Stopped.
So we've got three options. The default is the medium speed, which we're at right now, and we've got a slow speed. Some people prefer that. There are even times when you may be reading something that's kind of complex or of a technical nature. If you're an experienced screen reader user, that you may want it a little bit slower. I'm going to go ahead and demonstrate slow. Slow.
Speed set to slow. Settings. 1. Voice. 2. Stopped.
Okay, you'll have noticed that when the setting is changed, it always takes us back to the settings menu. I'm going to go ahead and change voices back up because slow is just too slow for me today. But if you're comfortable when you're getting familiar with Earl, it's a nice speed. Voice.
Voice settings. Current setting is Helen. 1. Earl. 2. Ali.
I made
Stopped.
A mistake. I used voice instead of speed, but I'll go ahead and demonstrate a different voice since I'm here. Derek.
Voice set to Derek. Settings.
Now I'll adjust the speed.
Voice.
Speed.
Speed settings. Current setting is slow. 1.
I'm going to go to fast.
Slow.
Fast.
Speed set to fast. Settings. 1. Voice. 2. Speed. 3. Quick guide. 4. Reset. 5. Stop.
So that was a quick demonstration of how to change the voices and speed that you have available through Earl. I'm going to go ahead and show you reset now so that I can just go back to our default Earl at medium speed. Reset. It's going to confirm.
Reset settings. Are you sure you want to reset your settings? 1. Yes. No.
Asked me if I wanted to confirm. Yes. It should be back at Earl at medium.
Settings reset. Settings. 1. Voice. 2. Speed. 3. Quick guide. 4. Reset. Stopped.
So, it took us back to our general settings. I'm going to go ahead and exit settings. Exit.
Newspapers. 1. Chicago Tribune. 2. Stopped.
And there we are. As I've noted, when you use the exit command, it takes you back to where you were. We entered settings from the newspapers list, so it took us back there. Had I been in an article or in a list of sections of a newspaper, it would have taken me back to there as well. Those can be bypassed by simply saying the command of newspapers, sections, or articles to go directly back to a particular spot that you may have open. Okay, so that was a demonstration of our customization options available to you when you're using the Earl app and one of your iOS devices. We've got the favorites, which gives us the ability to customize our newspapers list by adding and removing newspapers from all over the world to our list, and our settings options, which gives us the ability to select from our 5 high quality text-to-speech voices, or to make changes to our speed. It also gives you the ability to make a couple of other adjustments, like turning the quick guide on or off when Earl first starts. I hope this was useful for you. I plan to do another couple of podcasts, maybe one that is for a more advanced user and how to use the gestures to navigate even more quickly around within Earl, and maybe a quick one on how to use our help options. If you would like to give Earl a try, please find us at our website, which is www.earlspeech.com. You can also find us in the App Store just by going to the search and typing in the word Earl. We're Earl, and the name of the company is Angle LLC, so you'll recognize us when you find us in the store. Thanks much. I hope you enjoyed the podcast, and we'll talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening. Find more details about Earl at www.earlspeech.com.